Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Our final hour at Borgata ever. A 20-year period, Al. It's about to end, and I love it here. And thank all the people that came out today. We got a hot seat coming up. We got Jay Black talking about this Tony Romo story. And on the line with us now, I don't think anybody sheds more light out of watching a football game than this man, former Eagle, the great Brian Baldinger. Hi, Brian.
Well, good morning, Angelo. It's great to be with you. And congratulations on your decision and all the great years of what you've been doing in this great city, Angelo. It's terrific.
Brian, I have one last dream, and that is for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
How good a chance do you think I have here?
Oh, I think they got a great chance. I think they've been the best team in the NFL all year, and they're practically fully healthy, if not fully healthy. And so a healthy Eagles team looks like a team that should bring home another Vince Lombardi trophy, as far as I can see it.
Brian, the two rosters, do the Eagles have more talent than the Chiefs overall?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They have more talent, more experience. You could say, okay, well, is Patrick Mahomes the difference? It could be. Could Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid together be the difference? It could be. But, I mean, if you just go down the roster of, you know, the 47 guys they're going to dress a week from Sunday, the Eagles have more talent.
All right. Mahomes, obviously, is always the X factor in any game he plays.
Yeah.
Best you could tell, Brian, what is the best way to limit his effectiveness?
Well, I mean, if you could kidnap Travis Kelce right before a game and not let him on the field, you know, they just have a unique, you know, not just a friendship, but just a unique relationship on the field. Because there are times when there really isn't even a route that Travis Kelce is running. He's just, he goes, I'm going to come, you know, I see a zone, I'm going to find the dead spot in the zone. I'll just kind of hover around here, and I know my quarterback is going to find me. It's some Sundays it looks ridiculous just how easy it is, yet there really isn't a play that you could draw up on a chalkboard and go, this is it. But yet they still communicate in ways that it makes it look awfully easy.
All right, but the one thing the Eagles do have that they haven't faced yet is this pass rush. Brian, how do you like the matchup, Eagles defensive line, Chiefs offensive line?
I mean, if I was, you know, Hassan Reddick or Josh Sweat or Brandon Graham, I'd be salivating against the tackles that the Chiefs are going to put out there. I mean, they're better than either the right tackle, Andrew Wiley. I love Orlando Brown Jr. as a friend and as a person, but, you know, he's not a great left tackle. And so they have to work around that. And Mahomes does a great job of maneuvering and moving and being able to do that. But I like my chances, and I like Javon Hargrave against Joe Tooney inside. I mean, I like the matchups across the board from the Eagles.
Wow. Oh, what about Mahomes' ankle? How much has it restricted his mobility?
Not much.
No.
Not much. I mean, all the way to the final play, basically, last Sunday. I mean, he ran for a first down, took a pretty brutal hit on the sidelines to get him 15 more yards. But, I mean, he was moving just about as fast as he ever moves. I'm sure it didn't feel great when he took that hit from Joseph Asai, but I expect the ankle to be pretty good shape. I mean, it might get a little fatigued. It might get twisted during the game, and it might set him back. But you can see that nothing's going to stop him from playing and playing at a really high level. He played a great game against Cincinnati, and I expect him to play really well against Philadelphia.
All right. Now, keep in mind, everybody listening, you win big games in the trenches. Eagles have the advantage defensive line versus Chiefs offensive line. Let's flip it. Eagles offensive line against the Chiefs defensive line. What do you see there, Brian?
Well, I mean, the Chiefs have one great defensive player, and that's Chris Jones. But he's going up against, you know, Isaac Seumalo and Jason Kelce along with Landon Dickerson. I mean, I don't see him beating any of those guys. You know, he might win one battle or maybe two at the most. But, I mean, the other guys are just guys to me. The Eagles have a much better offensive line than Chiefs do defensive line. I know Spags has some blitz packages they probably haven't seen. He's really good at it. Has been in big games before and winning two Super Bowls. But, you know, to watch what Lane Johnson is doing right now, because probably 48 hours after he gets done playing a Super Bowl game, he's going to get surgery, needed surgery. I haven't seen anybody play through this injury the way he has. Jason Kelce is the best center in football. Nobody's close. I think the Eagles across the board are much better.
Oh, this is getting really exciting. Listen to this. I'm just curious. You're watching Lane. You know he's got this adductor thing, Brian. Yeah. It's got to restrict an offensive lineman. How's he doing? Is he still holding up? Is he playing at the same elite level he always has?
Yeah, he is. He's still dancing out there. He's still getting out of his stance faster than the other tackle in the league. You know, he's still playing. You wouldn't know that he's playing through this injury just watching him. I'm sure he'd tell you that he can't quite do this the same, and he can't cut off on the backside. But he's the best athlete to ever play the position. And so if it's slowing him down just a little bit, he's still better than every other offensive tackle out there right now.
All right. The one thing that's really – I love a real ground game. I love 35, 40 minutes of time of possession. Brian, how are the Eagles going to do it? They got Gainwell going great right now, and Sanders is a beast. Scott is a great situational guy. How does that running core do against the Chiefs? Do you think the Chiefs are going to be able to slow them down?
Now, I think it's been a weakness of the Chiefs. You know, I mean, they have undersized linebackers that can, Bolton and Gay, who can really run, but they're not big guys. Teams have pounded them pretty good in the middle. And I think the Eagles could do the same thing. The X factor is just what Jalen does, because I think you're going to get a really big game out of him running it, whether it's designed runs, whether it's RPOs, whether it's just scrambles. I mean, I think you're going to get a big game out of Jalen. I think he's very difficult to defend. You know, the guy that has, and you mentioned him, the guy that looks like he's their number one running back right now is Kenneth Gainwell. He's got more touches than anybody on the team in the postseason. He's got more yards. He's the guy that, he's their short yardage back. He's their goal line back. They've really kind of found gold in Kenneth Gainwell and what he's doing right now.
Are you surprised, Brian? You watch these kids at college. Here's a fifth-round pick. Are you surprised he looks this good? He's been amazing the last few games.
Well, when he came out of Memphis, he was a kind of a hybrid. He was their slot receiver at Memphis, and he was also a tailback. So he went back and forth. He's a very good receiver, runs really, very good routes. But he has this quickness to the hole that – nothing against Miles Sanders. Miles is just a much bigger back, but he's got this quickness to the hole that's really valuable when, you know, these holes open and close so quickly. And he kind of gets through it quicker than anybody else right now. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's getting the most touches.
Brian, the way I'm hearing this, you think the Eagles have a significant advantage here. You think they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I thought they were the best team all year. They went through some injuries, but I think they're a better team across the board. I think they're going to win this Super Bowl. And it wouldn't be surprising to me if they win handily, to be honest with you. But I think they're just better across the board in the way that they play the game. They're a difficult team to defend. And what Jalen does at quarterback is he makes really smart, quick decisions, and he's rarely ever wrong.
Brian, I've had a lot of conversations with you over a lot of years. I have enjoyed this one the most. Brian, this is very encouraging stuff. And you know how much I respect your opinion. Thank you, as always, for all the great appearances you made with us, Brian. And this gave a lot of Eagle fans a lot of hope. And I loved what you said today. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, Angelo. It's great being with you all these years. And all the best in whatever's next. I know we're not going to stop hearing from you, Angelo. I know you made a Tom Brady decision here, but feel free to come back. Ray Dinger came back.
Brian, you're too kind. Brad, thank you so much. Brian Baldinger with great – Al, that guy, you understand he lives his life looking at tape.
Yes.
And he's saying it's – we check all the boxes.
Yeah, they do.
Ah, we're going to win.
Just one worry. The only worry you have is Mahomes.
Mahomes. And he is a warrior. And the thing is, Travis Kelce, somebody's got to stop that.
Kidnap him.
Doug Peterson gave him 14 catches.
Do you know what scared me that he said, he just kind of sits in those zones. Yep. I'm like, oh, God, not zone.
See, now, he just built me up, Rhea, but he also made, if something bad happens and they lose, it's going to hurt more.
Yep.
See, it's going to hurt more because he built my hopes up big. But that guy knows what he's talking about. When you're hearing us, we're making this stuff up as we go along.
Absolutely.
That's real. What you just heard, that's real. And let us go now, speaking of real, to Tokyo, Japan, Al.
Oh, gosh.
And our good friend, Marissa. Hi, Marissa.
Angelo, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What has two thumbs wants Jerry Jones to shut up and is landing in Philadelphia next week? This woman right here, baby.
No, you're coming to town, Marissa.
I am coming home. The little Tokyo Eagle will be landing.
All right, now hold on, Marissa. Is this is assuming we win the game, correct?
I will be arriving in Philadelphia on Friday, February 10th.
Ooh.
Whoa, wait. You're so sure they're going to win. You're coming halfway around the world to be in Philly for the game?
Absolutely. This 15-hour flight is going to be amazing. I am going to be all green. I don't care if I land in Chicago. I don't care if I have to connect in Dallas. I will be all green. Be ready for me, USA.
All right, listen to me, Marissa. Assuming everything goes great on that Sunday, you know which one I'm talking about, I'm going to need you to visit our studio the Monday or the Tuesday. Would that be okay?
Whatever date you want, Angelo. Uh-huh. Oh, and a quick FYI. As soon as I land in Philly on Friday, February 10th, don't make any plans because I want to go to Chickies and Pete's in Parker Avenue. I mean, weekend pep rally, baby. Angelo, come on. You got to be there.
I went to the one last week. It was a super spreader event. A lot of people got germs and stuff.
There are no more anymore.
Anyway, Marissa, I got a lot of people standing right up front, and I had asked them during the break if they wanted to hear the Japanese version of the fight song. And unanimously, they said yes. Could you do the Japanese version of the Eagles fight song?
Here you go, you guys. Be ready for me. I can't wait to see you all. Here we go. Tobe, Eagles Tobe, victory, Ikeo. Tobe, Eagles Tobe, so dumb it's Nissan, fight so, Tobe, Eagles.
E-G-L-E-S, Eagle. You hear that, Marissa? They're going wild.
In Japanese.
I love you guys.
Marissa, we'll see you next week. Bye, sweetie.
You can't invite people in.
Marissa's coming to town.
You can't keep inviting people in.
What do you mean?
They told us we can't have.
She's my friend.
We can't. We've been told we can't.
The pandemic ended.
What the hell?
Now, all you people, you're invited in too. Come on over. 2-1. Al, we're leaving. What's the
I know. They're going to lock us out.
215-592-9494. Dan Wilson's here. He's got a hot seat. We come back. Jay Black will tackle all the latest information at Tony Romo's intervention. WIP Sports Time, 9:16.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Eagles had a walkthrough on Thursday in advance of next Sunday's Super Bowl matchup with the Chiefs. Birds will hold practices today and tomorrow at the NovaCare Complex. Kansas City did practice on Thursday. Andy Reid says it's doubtful receiver Mecole Hardman will play in the Super Bowl. He's dealing with a hip injury. Eagles activated punter Aaron Sibas's practice window. He's been out since injuring his ankle in week 14, says he's got no physical restrictions, so there is a chance he could punt in the Super Bowl. Take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts. Get two free windows with every two you buy and pay nothing for two full years. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Some clouds today, windy, temperatures dropping through the day. It is currently 25. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Welcome back at 9:23. Dan Wilson is back there for Ava Graham. She's been sick all week.
Yes, she has.
She got some sort of a bug or something. But Dan Wilson's been sitting in there, and Danny has got the opportunity here today without any of our involvement of coming up with a hot seat. Dan, how did you handle this?
Yeah, Angelo, he's been running his mouth. He's sitting at home. Julian Love is going on the hot seat.
Today, Julian Love is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity and the Xfinity X1 Lounge. Love is a safety for the New York Giants, a team who lost three times to the Eagles this year, including having their season end by having their ass handed to them in a 38-7 loss in the divisional round. First, Love took to Twitter on Sunday night to join in the New York outrage over the Empire State Building turning green. And then yesterday, this guy had the audacity to go on NFL Network and take a shot at Nick Sirianni.
You know, he's the guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense. Even for a free ride right now, you guys can coach this team.
Can you spell bitter with a capital B? Hey, Julian, maybe if you want skyscrapers in New York to turn blue or you want to prove Nick Sirianni isn't all he's cracked up to be, your Giants should focus on keeping games with the Eagles remotely competitive. Leave it to Brandon Graham to call it the guy sitting at home for running his mouth.
People always got something to say when they at home. So they got some stuff to think about. It's just, you know, a lot of people just mad because of what happened this season. I understand. I mean, it definitely carried no weight because, I mean, coach proved himself each and every day. And if you're not in here, you really wouldn't know that. So it's just all lip service.
Oh, and to make matters worse, it's not as if Love always held up his end of the bargain when it came to playing the Birds this year.
4th and 7. Hurts lofts it for Smith. It's a touchdown, Devontae Smith, and Nick Sirianni loves it.
The safety has to make that play, just kind of has a poor angle as he comes across, and you don't expect that from Julian Love.
Here's my take. Any extra fuel added to the blazing hot fire that is this Sirianni-led Eagles team can only be a good thing. After all,
that's dog mentality.
Hot seat.
Oh, Danny, wow. I forgot. Danny, I forgot. That was the guy who got there late on that touchdown pass.
Outstanding.
What is that guy talking about when he got his ass handed to them on that play?
I hope he's got a good TV for the Super Bowl.
No, Dan, I had forgotten that was the guy. Didn't you forget, Rhea?
Totally forgot.
Did you remember that or what happened? How did you pick that up, Dan?
It made its way around Eagles Twitter yesterday.
Twitter never forgets.
No.
Good job, Danny. That's the same jackass, Al.
Yeah.
What's he talking for?
He's yapping.
Remember that? He comes over. Yeah, Deshaun.
Oh,
Devontae,
my God, it was so bad.
And he thought he had it, but he mistimed it. He ran right by it, and then Devontae just kind of skipped into the end zone. And that guy's telling me that coach is nothing? Well, shut up. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Rube. Hi, Rube. Rube, how are you today?
Oh, man, I'm living a dream. I'm, about to see y'all play next Sunday. And, I'm really excited about one of my young mentees about to break the all-time NBA scoring record.
Which guy is that?
LeBron James, you know.
Oh, that's right, LeBron. I'm not a fan. All right, here's the thing, Rube. I want to run something by you because Yeah. When I get into issues with supermodels and things like that, I like to run them by you because I know you've dated them, correct? You have dated supermodels?
All the above.
Yeah, he's done that for quite a few of them, actually. Big group. So Tom Brady, for one more year of football, a bad year at that.
Bad, bad year.
Traded Gisele Bündchen. Was this a bad deal by Brady?
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, you know, we say it ran away. It's like you couldn't keep that in check, you know what I mean? So she you know, when she had it up there, she rolled out, and it is what it is.
Now, here's the problem, though, Rube. She now is diddling around with her judo coach, right?
She's been seen in pictures with him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You might want to be careful with how you say that.
Well,
he's retiring, Rhea.
He doesn't care.
Rhea, they appear to be in an
I'm not retiring. You're not getting me fired.
Rube, meanwhile, Tom Brady is saying that he has absolutely zero interest in dating. So what I'm thinking now is that she's a hot commodity on, like, Tinder. And that Brady is not. Do you think Brady could even get a date now?
Well, you know, at his age and the lucrative status he has, I'm saying that they just gathering. All the other women just sharpening their knives and their heels for him. So by him playing coy, he's going to get more. You know what I mean? So
and hold on, Rube. Rube, you made a comment there, and pretty familiar with the fact you're a foot fetishist. When you said she's sharpening her heels, where are those heels? Never mind. I'm not asking that. Never mind. Sharpening her heel?
I prefer moccasins. So.
Rube, how about chicken? If I would like some on the off weekend, am I going to be able to get it?
Oh, please believe it. You know, Big Rube's Kitchen at Pitcher's Pub on Main Street in Manion, 4326. Follow me at Chef Big Rube on Instagram. And tomorrow is a big crazy day. Some Founders Beer having some from 11 to 4. Oh. And I'm going to be having a special chicken sale. And you know what I mean? Just come drink, eat. And the off weekend, come watch the corny Pro Bowl, but, you know, the tag, which is chicken. Ridiculous.
Yeah, the Pro Bowl stinks.
I feel bad for
your chicken is great. What's the matter?
Please believe
I feel
it.
Bad for the chickens.
Why?
Well, the price of eggs is going up. They ain't getting any richer.
Yeah. What? Shouldn't the chickens be getting a cut of the extra money for eggs, Rube?
I know. It's crazy. I don't understand it. Like, my eggs, and I use organic eggs, my eggs went up to $150 a case.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. I got to ask you something.
Yeah, Rube. I used to pay about $60 a case. Now it's $150 a case.
Are your chickens that you cook, are they cage-free?
Huh? Yeah, please believe it.
They're not in cages.
Sorry.
They run around in the yard.
How do you know the chicken's happy?
How do you know? Are you able to talk to the chicken before you broil him?
No, but...
Oh, my God.
My Amish purveyor, you know, that gives it to me in that special package, I know they're good to go.
Well, get out there, Rube. Love you, man. We'll talk soon. Take care, bro.
How?
That's my man. That's Big Rube. Pat's up next. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, hi, Angelo.
How you doing, Pat?
What was that?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Been waiting to talk to you.
Well, I'm dying to speak with you, Pat. What did you want to say today?
Now, first of all, what are we looking for? We already have the loser.
Here's where we are.
Weasel.
Both are still in play. Oh, no, wait.
No, winner's gone.
Winner's gone.
The Weasel is the Niner fans.
The Weasels are the Niner fans.
And
you have to beat
hard
the Niner fans because they acted crudely. Pat?
Yeah?
What's your answer?
My answer will be.
Pat? Matt's up next. Again. Goodbye, Pat. Matt's here. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say I told Wechter when I called in that
Gannon's the winner, so good job by that guy. Because Gannon, I don't know. I didn't like him from the start either, but you got to give credit where it's due, you know?
All right, wait a minute. Is he the winner for the 7 points allowed, or is he the winner for saying we're going to bleep and gut you, those guys?
He's allowed 14 points in 2 playoff games.
No,
and he
this
said,
is only a one-week thing.
And okay, I'm sorry, 7 points.
Yeah.
And he said that we're going to gut these guys before the game.
All right, so, Matt, we are rewarding people for profanity now?
No, I was going to give it to him because it's the first time I've ever seen a defense take out 2 quarterbacks yeah, and force the injured quarterback to come back into the game.
That is true.
They forced
that
the
was very
quarterback
good
to come back and play. And the that running was back good was trying to throw the ball.
I was just saying, if we are awarding things for people swearing, I would like a lifetime achievement award.
Oh, God.
No, it was a combination of the game plan and doing that. I loved it.
All right, do you have a weasel better than the Niner fans, Matt?
Well, I don't. I mean, I know he said the fans. I don't know. I had the Niner radio host. The way they ripped Eagles fans was, I mean, that was low. And the things they said, you know, even if you meet a bad fan, you can't speak like that for the entire fan base.
They gave their location out in the link.
Yeah.
And then were surprised when people heckled them. And in one case, spit on them. Which is inappropriate.
No, I expect radio hosts to be jackasses.
Yes. God knows we've been one. Yes. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, the talk stylings of Will of God. Hi, Will.
Yo, what's up, Ben? You know it's about to be Super Bowl time!
All right, Will, talk right into the phone because you kind of come in and out a little bit. What did you need to say to us today?
Guess what, man? I made a new song, right? I'm over here in Frankfurt right now.
All right.
I made a new song for everybody called a Super Bowl song, right?
All right.
So I made another song because you're like a friend, so I'm going to give that to you. And on top of that, the Weasel.
No, you get one song per call. I'm around for a couple of more weeks. Save my song. But, Will, you can't come back and forth. We want to hear every word. Yeah. I got lots of people here dying to hear this song you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And get right into the phone. We're not hearing it.
All right, hold on. We'll get close to the phone. Hold on.
Yeah.
Now, can you hear me now?
Oh, it's amazing now, Will. Go ahead.
Look, and don't forget, everybody, let's tell the Will of God that God done any help. But, you know, you've been a friend, man, so it goes like this. This is a little door. It goes, how many people have a friend that's a friend from beginning to the end? But if you find your friend and really friend, well, your friend will always be a friend. Come on. How many people have a friend that's a friend from beginning to the end? And if you find your friend and really friend, man, well, your friend will always be a friend. You know what I'm saying?
What does that have to do with the Super Bowl?
That's the next week's song. Will. You jumped the week.
Will. I lost Super Will. Will, call back next week. What the hell was that?
Or not.
That's the last week. That's the one he wants to do at the end.
No, I wanted the Super Bowl song.
Yeah, I know. He mixed them up.
We got another week for that, too. What's the hurry? We don't have to hurry. 215-592-9049. If we come back, Tony Broma. CBS held an intervention. How does our TV critic, Jay Black, feel about that? And I was given a tip on a TV show by a TV reporter yesterday. Oh, my God, is it great. You're in an off week, Al. I know what you should watch.
Yeah, Flyers, Islanders, Oilers.
No, Death Row. 215-592-9049. But let me tell you what's going on at Borgata. Are you ready for some football? Enjoy the ultimate big game experience right here at Borgata on February 12th. Place your bets, cheer on your favorite team at BetMGM Sportsbook and Bar, right at Level 1 Cocktail Bar, right down the hall here. If you're looking for a little more action, reserve your spot at Premier Nightclub for great food, drink specials, and a party you don't want to miss. Catch all the action on February 12th. Eat, drink, bet, watch only at Borgata. Go to theborgata.com to reserve your spot today. Advanced reservations are recommended, especially because you know who's in the game. Don't miss your chance to win a 2023 Maserati Levante GT on Saturday, February 25th at Borgata's $1.3 million That's Amore giveaway.
Hello, welcome back to the show. Hello, your
we
last
were taking
one.
Photos, Rhea. This is our last segment at the Borgata, yes. And everybody wants history.
Yeah.
All right, so we will we'll get back to that in a minute. I just want to mention this because I was doing, we're not ready to actually announce this yet.
What is it?
What
are we doing?
Our TV podcast with Jay Black and Rhea Hughes.
Right.
We're about to join forces with a great local website, but
cool.
I can't say who it is. But I was doing an interview yesterday with the TV critic of that website.
All right.
And this person said, have you seen the TV program Inside Man on Netflix? Okay.
I watched the first episode, but I was not sold on it.
What?
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci on death row?
I love Stanley Tucci.
How about the guy with him who has a photographic memory?
Is that the guy who killed, who's in prison for murdering somebody?
Yes, he murdered 15 people, but he will only agree to 14.
Yes.
No, come on.
It was interesting.
This is Al, Inside Man.
Okay.
Stanley Tucci, the bald guy.
I don't even know.
On death row.
Is it real?
No.
It's a fake show. It's a great show.
All right, so I should go after one episode.
Rhea,
I did. I watched the first one.
I will be featuring on the next podcast. On the line is the guy who leads that podcast from JBlack.tv. Jay Black, Jay, have you seen Inside Man?
I have not. I'm going to check it out this week, but I just love the idea that Al thinks that Stanley Tucci might actually be on death row.
No, it's Al, and he's got a death row look to him. No, it's sensational. He's the guy
wait.
That tours Italy and eats food.
Oh, my God. I love his Italy stuff.
Come on, Al.
Cool. Yeah.
Jackass, you know nothing. Anyway, Jay Black, we got a story here that I hope you got my latest stuff I was sending you. Tony Romo was so bad after last season that CBS called for an intervention to get him to be better at his job, which he's being paid $18 million a year for, and it did not help. What does this tell you about Tony Romo?
Well, the one thing I will say is you know you're doing bad. If the reports of Tony Romo's drinking are as true as they seem to be, if the intervention is about how bad you are at the job and not the drinking, you're not doing great, Angelo. I think that Tony Romo, you know, it's very much his approach to – broadcasting seems to be very similar to his approach to being a football player, which is I can rely on natural talent. I don't really need to work at this. It is something that I'm good at naturally, so I'm fine the way I am. And I think what they're saying is, and you know, the article that you sent me to said that Nance was a big part of the reason why Romo was as good as he was, and it seems like Nance is out on Romo now and not helping him the same way. I think he's a guy that doesn't like to put the work in, and it showed in his playing career, and now it shows in his broadcasting career.
No, the stuff about Nance was even more surprising to me, Jay, because Nance has got a great reputation in broadcasting, and they're saying basically that Nance now is just in it for Nance, that Nance has got his own ego issues. And did you know anything about that?
I didn't know anything about that. I will say, though, that, I mean, if I'm just going to do some armchair psychiatry here, Nance seems like a guy who's nothing but preparation and work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, he seems
true.
Like a guy who's fastidious, does the work, showing up every day next to somebody that's just kind of, you know, cowboying it and not really putting the work in. I imagine after a while that wears on you and you're just like, okay, well, I'm out. I'm just going to do what I need to do to survive. You got your payday. I'm going to get mine. And that's the end of it. So I
completely agree with that.
Yeah, that seems like that's what's going on there. But here's where it gets intriguing. So you paid $18 million a year for a guy that nobody thought was worth $18 million a year. Let's try double that for a guy who's never done the job in Tom Brady. What are the odds that Tom Brady will ever be worth $375 million over 10 years? How is that possible in broadcasting, Jay?
Angelo, there's a greater possibility of you still doing the podcast with me at 95 than him being worth that much money. He's not. He is a guy that, I think that he brings a lot of star power to the broadcast. I think he's that person that we've talked about a lot. The grandma factor, if somebody doesn't follow football, they at least know who Tom Brady is. But one of the things that we've talked about throughout the course of this, you know, overpaying for broadcasters, it doesn't move the needle at all. No one tunes in for who's calling the game. Ideally, the person calling the game disappears into the background, which is hard to do when you're paying somebody that much money. He's never going to be worth it. For anything, they paid $750 million to get some headlines about the broadcast, and that's it.
All right. By the way, Rhea, a little aside
yes.
here. So Rhea's telling me mm-hmm. that Brady has his acting, a major acting role. In a movie called 80 for Brady.
Oh, it's all that.
Now you got Jane Fonda,
yes.
Lily Tomlin,
yeah.
Sally Field, Rita Moreno.
That's his demo.
Right? These yeah. are major. They got a lot of years between them.
Mm-hmm.
They say that Brady is so terrible in this movie, he ruins it for
no.
everyone else. He is
wow.
wooden. Now, I've not seen it, right? But if Brady can't act, if he can't perform, what makes them think he can do the TV job?
I don't understand it, you know, because the one thing I would say, Peyton Manning, for as much, you know, guff as people give him, he's a electrifying presence on TV.
Natural.
He was great on Saturday Night Live. Yep. He was great on the Manning broadcast. Tom Brady has never, in the history of his time as being famous, been anything other than the good-looking, hard-working guy, which does not translate well to being a great broadcaster.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
No. All right, will we see any of Brady on the Super Bowl coverage featuring our own Philadelphia Eagles?
So, according to most of the articles, no, Fox good. Doesn't have any plans. When they released the broadcasters that were going to be involved, Brady's name wasn't on it. Although late breaking news that Sean Payton taking the head coaching position might open up a slot. And, you know, if I'm Fox, I want him in there. And I want him in there in a way that feels natural, which would be in, you know, that pregame, postgame or halfgame slot where you can just say a few things. But, you know, I put it at 50-50. And the only reason why is because of Payton leaving.
All right, Jay, one last thing. This is a weekend with no good sports.
Hmm.
Not really, you know, not like football.
Yeah.
Give me three things that are great on TV right now that I can watch.
Okay, three things that are currently broadcasting. Broadcasting. New on Apple TV Plus is Shrinking.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I love
really
that,
good.
Al. Oh, well, you're going to see
Harrison Ford.
There's an interview with Harrison Ford where he talks about Jason Segel's penis. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonna tune in then.
No, just put Google Harrison Ford and
I'm
penis.
Not, no, yeah,
it'll
good.
Come up.
Yeah. Al doesn't have to. It's already in his history.
Yeah. What else, Jay? What else?
Number two, Poker Face, which we talked about on the podcast this week.
Lady
currently
Gaga?
Broadcasting on
no.
Peacock.
No. This is Natasha Lyonne.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
it's great. And I'm doing a little bit of a cheat here because it doesn't start until early March, but you can catch up on it now. On Showtime, there's a show called Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great. The second season starts in March, so why don't you catch up and you can watch
Yellow
it when it comes back.
And if you would like to hear our podcast or see our podcast now, we are even featured now. You can see Rhea and I wearing glasses. those is available now at jblack.tv and on YouTube, right,
yes.
Jay?
Yep. If you go to jblack.tv, you can get the YouTube link, or just the easiest way to find it is type in TV show Angelo J. Rhea into YouTube. It'll pop right up.
His name is Jay Black. Mm. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, guys.
And I have
Rhea, what do you got?
So
what's
this is a
on?
Crazy conspiracy theory about Tony Romo from Jason Blevins. Teams stopped bringing him into their video sessions during the weeks before games because he was diagnosing too much stuff pre-snap on TV.
They've shut him down.
So they had the honeymoon period. Coaches loved talking to him. And it was showing up in all the broadcasts. And people were just like, you're giving him everything.
All right. You're sure he wasn't denied access because he was bringing a six-pack in?
Yeah, again, I'm still working here after you.
All right, Al, there's no indication he actually was heavily drinking. It's just speculation at this point.
Yeah, the only video you have is that one golf thing where everybody drinks at the golf thing.
Oh, God, sure. Yes.
All right, here we're going. Rapid fire, Al.
Yep.
You got to beat the San Francisco fans for Weasel. Justin, who you have?
Ben Donkey Simmons.
Ben Simmons, Al.
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, he's a good choice.
He was upset, Al.
Who's the Weasel, Bobby?
You just did a whole hot seat on him. Julian Love, that giant safety.
Julian Love has not been named till now, Al.
Hmm.
He did not give Nick Sirianni his props. You need to hear this, the cut again.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Let's hear Julian Love make an ass of himself on the NFL Network.
You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team. And
free ride, and the other idiots that were with him could coach the team. Al Morgani.
You know, I wouldn't have gone that way, except who was it that was our own guy, Dan Wilson, that told us that he was the guy that got beat on the play.
Yeah. Badly.
He did get
badly
beat on the play.
Well, so I'm going to give him the Weasel of the Week.
Bob, you just won the Weasel.
$50 Visa gift card. Eagles NFC Conference Champions T-shirt. And get that at the Pro Shops, Lincoln Financial Field, or Rockville, or Lancaster, or Cherry Hill. Eagles NFC Conference Champions hat, same places. $25 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory, phillypretzelfactory.com. And a Eagles NFC Champions pennant.
All right, I got time for one more caller. Mike's up from Ben Salem. Mike, did you have something you wanted to say about Andy Reid?
I just don't like the first loser, and that's all he gave us. I just want to say real quick, Angelo, thanks for everything you did for, you know, me. I listened all the time, and have a good retirement.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. And this is kind of a tough moment. I'm not going to lie to you because
what happened?
Al, in all the years that we have done remotes, and we have done a ton of remotes in the 33 years.
Yep.
This has been our favorite, I think it's safe to say.
Yes.
Because we have gotten to meet people. We have, in the course of these years, we have trolled New York sports fans.
Yeah,
a lot of them come
Reggie
here.
Reggie Jackson was here.
Reggie Jackson.
We had the infamous, Al, a couple of quick stories. We had the infamous race that I played earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I busted both my hamstrings.
Yeah, yeah.
I made an ass of myself another time when Reggie Jackson was walking by.
Oh.
And Rhea, do you remember that?
Yeah, what happened was you went to the bathroom, and it was me, Al, and Hugh Douglas, believe it or not. And remember, Hugh played for the Jets. Reggie comes up and introduces himself to Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
And then he walks away. He says, hey, all right, walks down the hallway. And you come out of the bathroom. And we're like, Reggie Jackson just came up and said hi to Hugh. And he walked down the corner. And you went running after him like, you know,
like a
fanboy. Yeah.
Like a fanboy. And let the record show. He showed me no respect and gave me the cold shoulder. And at that time, I was a lifelong Yankee fan.
Yes.
That's when things started to change.
Go awry.
We had some of the most amazing stories here. We saw some altercations, including one that involved one of
the
hosts.
Johnny Gaudreau was here a couple of times.
Johnny Gaudreau is here. We had, Tim Donaghy was here.
Yes.
Telling us stories about how he cheated in basketball.
We had the hat, the little chef with the little hat. I forget his name.
It was fantastic.
Little chef with the hat.
Some chef that had a...
Wolfgang Puck.
I think he had a little hat.
Yeah, we had Wolfgang Puck here. We had Bobby Flay here.
Yep.
We have had so many. And through it all, the people at Borgata have been awesome to us. It has been a dream of 20 years. I believe the tradition will continue.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure it's continuing with Howard Eskin, the king of Saturday morning.
Stop it.
And I just would like to say, I want to just extend my deepest gratitude to all the people at Borgata who have made these 20 years so special for us. And to all the people that have come out the last few weeks, wow. I believe if you had started showing up from day one, they would have canceled our contract soon because you've been blocking people getting by for 3 weeks now. But thank every one of you for the support you have given us. I want to thank Dan Wilson back there. Dan, it's time to do a wrap.
All right. On today's show, we made fun of Jerry Jones, Julian Love, and we, of course, honored this show as a whole during the final ever Borgata show. Line of the day, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Our resident movie producer, Lloyd, which, of course, you know, you were talking to him live on the air. It produced this zinger from Al.
That's what I want. I like a short. I don't want a real thing. I want like
Rhea, really,
I want
man?
A short.
I had a sex scene.
No. That's what I want, Lloyd. I want a sex scene.
Everybody said
that'd be a short.
You never stop singing right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that. For all you know, in the boudoir.
I don't want to know. I don't care.
In the boudoir, I might be smooth as silk. Who knows?
Heaven.
That's why I bring in the toaster.
Final read on our Twitter question brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com. How do you feel about Jerry Jones's comment diminishing the work Howie Roseman has done this year? 2% valid, 11% not valid, 87%. Shut up, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, that's the correct answer. I want to thank Dan Wilson back there, our assistant, Dave Breitmeyer. Dave, you've been our engineer the whole time? He's been here the whole time.
Yes, he has, and he
never
can't wait till next
all
week.
These years. Yeah. He never got promoted.
Yes, he just was. He's running the whole thing now.
He's running the whole thing now. WIP's days are numbered. Dave Breitmeyer's our engineer here. Back at the station.
There you go.
He got an ovation.
He got an ovation.
Back at the station, our producer, Joseph A. Wechter, Jr. Joe, thank you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie are coming up next. How did we do today?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.